What's up, guys? HVK here. You're listening to Americanon, and imagine my shock after Little Kid Chaos's first birthday party, where I finally get to sit down and relax for the first time in what seems like months, considering the holidays on top of it. And to my surprise, Metallica has released a new single in Screaming Suicide. Now, they released the first single from their upcoming album, 72 Seasons, which, if you do the math, means the first 18 years of life, according to James Hetfield. And, well, I decided to take a listen. And since I never really talked about the first single, Lux Aeterna, I figure I will just kind of cover them both and maybe what I'm expecting with the new album. Now, I've said this before, and I say this unashamedly. Metallica is my favorite band. I have a lot of metal bands that I'm a fan of. And, you know, where they may fall in like a particular, like, personal favorite ranking kind of always shifts around depending on my mood, depending on what style I'm into. Like, sometimes I'm way more into thrash, sometimes I'm way more into black metal, sometimes I'm way more into just old school speed metal, you know. But the top ones always seem to always be at the top. And, you know, bands like Metallica, Sodom, Slayer, Megadeth, Testament, like, they're always at the top of my list. And so I'm always intrigued when some of these bands, if you notice, a lot of them are older bands, kind of make these new drops. And, you know, Metallica has had a very controversial history in their music. The most critiqued band in music, I like to say, in both metal, rock, whatever genres you want to consider it. But everyone kind of agrees that their first four are absolute masterpieces. The Black Album, in my opinion, their first five. Black Album's a great album. It has some filler and duds on it, like Nothing Else Matters. I think there's a lot of emotion to some of those songs, but they're just not my sort of thing, compared to stuff like Holier Than Thou or Through the Never or even Sad But True. I mean, Sad But True is definitely a much slower song compared to Metallica's Usual Affair at the time, and that song shreds. I don't care who you are. But anyway, so they always carry controversy, and their last two albums prior to 72 Seasons had a good return to some of that thrashy beginnings without sounding like they were rehashing their old sound, and that'd be Death Magnetic and Hardwired to Self-Destruct. And when you listen to songs, particularly off of Hardwired, like Spit Out the Bone, Atlas Rise, Moth to Flame, even the title track, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, it showed that even in their older age, this being back in 2016, the last album they released, even in their older age, like, they can still throw down and thrash when they really want to, which is what I was personally hoping for with 72 Seasons, which brings us to Lux Aeterna. And Lux Aeterna was what I heard someone else, I wish I could claim this because it's perfect, but I am stealing this from someone else who I forget the name of, so I can't credit them with it. It's like Hit the Lights for, you know, middle to older age guys that have always liked Metallica. And what I mean by that is it very much sounds like all of their influences from the new wave of British heavy metal, right? From you can hear Motorhead in it, you can hear Diamond Head in it, you can hear Iron Maiden in it, you can hear some Judas Priest in it, you can hear a little bit of Venom in there. You know, there's just a lot of that all wrapped up into one kind of speed thrash package. And it's a simple song, it's a safe song. I viewed it as it's their first single coming out after the new wave of popularity of Master of Puppets, because it was featured in Stranger Things. So you have a bunch of Zoomers that have never heard of Metallica before, and now you're trying to introduce them to some new material. So you play a very safe song. James's vocals are very clean, which I find kind of funny, because it seems like Zoomers either hate harsh vocals or they want vocals that are so harsh that it doesn't sound like vocals anymore. Like, not even like death metal screams. Like, it just basically sounds like somebody is gurgling underwater while being drowned. And that's basically the two types of Zoomer vocals that I seem to find. So it's a safe song. It was nothing groundbreaking. I was pleasantly surprised with it because, frankly, I like a lot of the bands that influence Metallica. So when I hear like the Motorhead Overkill style drums, or, you know, the Iron Maiden or Diamond Head kind of guitar riffing, I'm okay with it. You know, it's nothing groundbreaking, it's nothing breakthrough, but I give the song like a B minus. You know, like, it's good. If if James's vocals were a little bit harsher, I think it would have pushed it way higher for me. And then if it was played like a step or two faster and really kind of hit that thrashy note to it. But I get what they were going for there. And then you bring up Screaming Suicide. And I listened to the song once. And the thing with Metallica is I know when a song hits because I hear it and it catches you. You know, like the first time I heard Disposable Heroes, I was like, holy shit. And this is coming off of the first album of theirs that I listened to was Justice for All. And I remember hearing stuff like Blackened or the title track and Justice for All or Eye of the Beholder. And you just have these buildups and you're just like, oh man, and it just gets you pumped going into it. And Screaming Suicide, I feel like, tries to do that, but it doesn't really get you there. Like it's an upbeat kind of song, even though the vocals are about suicide and it's a James, the lyrics are written as James talking about his own experiences with contemplating suicide and things like that. And, you know, he actually says, as a description for the song, he said that, you know, suicide is a taboo thing to talk about and it shouldn't be because he thinks that most people think about suicide legitimately at some point in their life. Now, I don't know if I'd say most people do. I would say that it's not necessarily uncommon. I know that even I have been at a point in my life after I graduated college. The economy was on the downturn. I graduated in 2008. Couldn't get a job. There was a lot of personal family stuff that I won't get into here going on. Like, yeah, people think about it. And you think about it seriously. And you think about, plan out the ways you would do it. Personally, if you think about ways you do it that, you know, don't inconvenience your family other than the fact that you're dead, I guess. But, you know, I don't really want to get into the psychoanalysis of suicide. It's not really my place and not really my purpose here. But I do think that it's a good song written lyrically, and it's far less poetic than what you usually get. And Lux Eterna was too. Lux Eterna, arguably one of the least poetic Metallica songs I've ever heard, talking about, you know, when a band gets on stage and you're in the crowd and you're getting ramped up because it's like your first time at a concert or whatever. The vocals here were kind of harsher than they were on Lux Eterna. I wish the vocals on this that James used was what was on Lux Eterna. And Lux Eterna probably would have been like a B or B. Probably would have been a B plus, to be honest with you. The vocals just felt too clean for what it was. But they don't. James doesn't really hit the high notes that you want for like a, you know, like a more like classic speed metal kind of song where you're thinking like, you know, Bruce Dickinson or Rob Halford or you know, something along those lines. He can't hit those high notes. So I always want them a little bit growlier from him, even though he sounds good when he growls too. This song, I think the cleaner vocals actually would have been better on. But again, it was very safe. The riffing was fine. Everything was just fine, right? So I give it like a C. I'd say like a 7 out of 10. And, you know, it's fine. So am I excited for this next album now that you have two songs released out of, I think it's like 11 that are going to be on this next track, next album? I think what we're seeing now, because you hear the old influences in this, right? I think we can expect an album that sounds like new wave British heavy metal. Like they're going to do a throwback album and it sounds like all the stuff that inspired them. Again, 72 seasons, the first 18 years of life, all the stuff that inspired James, Lars, all these guys when they were younger. That's the sort of sound that they're going to draw from, which is fine because I think you potentially could introduce a brand new generation to an older style of music that's basically ignored by and large right now, unless you're a quote-unquote boomer. And I think that's fine. But I definitely think it's safe for them, especially coming off of something like, you know, again, you listen to Hardwired and you hear a song like Spit Out the Bone, and it's like, these guys only did this, you know, it was 2016, I almost said a couple years ago, but really like 6 years ago. At the time that they announced this one, and they were probably already recording these songs, so 6 to 7 years ago, and you know they can do that. And I'm not saying I want every Metallica album to sound the same. I'm not one of those people. And frankly, no Metallica album has ever sounded the same. If you listen to Kill 'Em All and you listen to Ride the Lightning, and you think they sound the same, I don't know what you're listening to. And then if you listen to Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and then Master of Puppets, every album has always sounded different. You never really know what you're getting with Metallica, even within the realm of thrash. And it's one of the reasons why I love them so much, is that even as a thrash band, they were always kind of growing that sound, as opposed to, just to use another band that I love, and I do this on purpose so people don't spurg out about, oh, well, what about this band? I like Testament. Testament's a great band, but I can throw on either, going straight back to some of their older stuff like New World Order or listen to their most recent one, Titans of Creation. And for the most part, Testament just sounds like Testament. They did get heavier over time, frankly, like in the 90s when a lot of bands were changing up their sound and everything. To Testament's credit, they just went heavier. Great. But Testament is kind of like AC/DC in the regard that, like, you know what you're getting with Testament. You're never really surprised with what they're doing. It always sounds good, and that's awesome, but you never really know, you're never really surprised or even really impressed with what they do once you know what Testament sounds like, even if you love the band. For me, Metallica, you never really know what you're going to get, and sometimes it's awesome, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you expect following something like Saint Anger and Lulu and whatnot, and then you get Death Magnetic and you're like, oh shit, like you're caught off guard by the fact that they can still tap into that thrashier sound, even if you wish they would just play it a little faster. And then you hear Hardwired and you're like, oh shit, even if you just wished more of the album sounded that way. All in all, just to keep this short, I'm on the fence about whether or not I'm excited for this album. Frankly, it's hard for me to be excited for the new releases of older bands, just because I think one of the things that holds rock and metal back is the fact that we still focus on these bands. Like, let's be honest, Metallica for better part of 40 years now has been the biggest, not just metal band on the planet, but the biggest rock band on the planet too. And that's even in the age of bands like Slipknot, which have global notoriety. Metallica's still been the biggest, and I had to look at numbers before I said that, and it's, I'm not the only one apparently that's looked this up, and just by the numbers, apparently they are still the biggest one. And that's not necessarily good, because then that means as a genre, you're living in the past, you know? Only in rock and metal do we really talk about the good old days of the 80s so much, as opposed to, like, you look at rap and hip-hop, and frankly, I think Biggie and Pac and Tech N9ne are far better than what gets put out now, but it's constant, you know, you look at rap and hip-hop, it's constantly evolving, and I think rock and metal, I think it would do us a lot better if we focused on some of the newer bands, your Havocs, your Evils, you know, your bands like that that are coming up, a new band that I just started listening to called Backlash, you know, like, these new bands that are coming up, and putting a little bit more focus on them. Not that you can ignore Metallica or Megadeth. They can still jam. They can still shred. But we probably, as fans of that genre, should shed more light on the newer bands as well. And I think that would probably grow, you know, rock and metal more than relying on 40-year-old bands to innovate more and more. I mean, I, again, love Megadeth to death. To Death 2, wasn't really excited for The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead. It's a solid album, but they're not doing anything new or really impressive outside the wheelhouse of what you expect with Dave Mustaine. You know, Metallica, okay, they can jam, they can do a good speed metal song, they can do a good, like groove metal song in Suicide, Screaming Suicide, and it's like, but you're not really impressed with it anymore. You know what you're getting with their sound, and that's why I think we should focus more on newer bands. That doesn't mean don't enjoy the music if you enjoy the music, but we always get so hyped for these classic bands that are putting out new music, and it's like, okay, but let's shed some light on the newer ones too, and that'll help keep those genres alive, because those are going to be the ones that are still around in, let's say, another 40 years as the next Metallica or Megadeth or Slayer or whatever. We'll see what this album is like. I'm still reserving judgment right now. I put my excitedness level, if I had to put it at a 1 to 10, I'm saying my level of excitement for the album 72 Seasons probably at like a 7. I was, you know, in the B range with Lux Eterna, a little lower with Screaming Suicide, because now you start to question about what the consistency of the album would be, and that is sometimes an issue with Metallica. And hey, you know, just because you're, like I said when I was talking about Iron Maiden, just because you're big or popular, or if I'm a fan of yours, doesn't mean that I'm not going to criticize with it. Personally, I know Metallica can do something that is more akin to what I like. I know they can do a song with more energy as opposed to something that's so safe and so by the numbers. And I know, you know, even if it sounds good, I can expect more out of them. And I do, because Spit Out the Bone, Atlas Rise, Moth into Flame, these songs weren't that long ago. So let me know what you think. Maybe you guys are more excited for 72 Seasons. This is just me. Like I said, I'm kind of meh for it. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also not excited for it. So that's it for me. I'm HVK. You guys take it easy. Carry on.